One item, the PIMS user fee amount, we didn't discuss that.
Yes, and this, I'm glad we had it now after this. Cities are now in the very end of making their preparing their budgets. We cannot wait until June to set a user fee amount, because cities need that right now. City offices need it, because their fiscal year starts on July 1, of course. Several cities have asked me, they said, well, I mean, first of all, I want to say I have not received a no way in hell or anything else like that from any office. Haven't been paid by everybody, but nobody has said no. Everybody's understood the need. Several cities have said, well, what's it likely to be next year? And I haven't given anybody an exact figure, but I have told people, for budget purposes, plan on probably double what it was this year. And I've probably told three offices that have asked me. I haven't spread that out for common consumption, but that's kind of what I've said. So I'm recommending that it be in the neighborhood of, that you set a user fee in the neighborhood of $200. If it's exactly double, it'd be 206, but we don't need to do that. We can, that you set a user fee in the neighborhood of $200, which will be for the entire fiscal year of 14-15. Since the user fee this time was for a half a fiscal year, it's basically the same amount, but that would be my recommendation, that you set a user fee in the amount of about $200.
Discussion.
Just can I just input just a quick note on, I've been looking preliminarily at what user fees would have to be to support PIMS at different levels, and I don't have full figures on that, and I'm not confident of the full figures, but basically it depends on how much. If you say, can UPC budget cover the cost of me being there, of sitting and doing what I do, or can only cost cover part of that through the UPC's budget at all? And it also depends on how many users you have. And so I'm not very good at this budgeting out of figures that aren't exact. I can do math, budget out of figures you just kind of grab at. So they're kind of estimates, but the figure that Mark says would pretty much cover keeping them to where we're at, but not doing much in the way of, you know, upgrading or adding features or fixing stuff from PIM, based on what I'm seeing. It'll keep us able to completely support PIM, but may not cover, you know, additional stuff.
That is assuming that UPC is covering your salary, right?
If it covers my salary, it will definitely do a little more than just maintenance. It'll allow us to fix a few things. If UPC covers my salary, then that amount will definitely cover some decent amount of work to keep him working. If it doesn't cover the full salary, then you've got that. And that's what I just don't know. I don't know.
What are some of those costs? I mean, we've heard of the DTS cost. I mean, other than your salary, what are those costs that are incurred?
Basically, working with DTS costs anywhere from $70 to $95 an hour. And that works out, like, if we were to do...
Outside of DTS.
Is that the big one? Yeah, I'm just trying to... We're saying your salary's covered, but there's...
Well, then there's travel.
Okay.
Travel, if I have to travel somewhere to do things, I try to do things as much remotely as I can. It's just a cost savings, and it's usually just a lot of support can be done remotely, just computer to computer or whatever over the phone. But there are some things that just like installing e-filing thing, I found out trying to do that remotely just sets you up for failure. So it's easier to be there. So there's travel costs, and that's, I don't know how big, that is a huge cost. Basically, if we want PIMS to go forward, it's going to cost many thousands of dollars just to scroll through the programming for that.
Scott, the lion's share of it is DTS programming. Either that or hiring our own programmer, if we could find somebody that could do everything that DTS does for us. But that would be, you know, that's something in to decide.
No, I'm
the
just
budget.
Curious.
The lion's share of that would be DTS programming. So that would be my request, folks. whether you want a user fee, whether you don't, you know. I don't think we can wait until Bob does his budget. I wish we could. But because the cities need to know, Steve and Robert and Paul will tell you that.
Oh, you're already doing it.
They've probably turned in their, the city attorney has probably turned in his budget request already to the city council. But we didn't have another sooner opportunity to do this.
Well, we made a recommendation at our last meeting. Do we see any reason to go away from that one?
What was the recommendation? I can't remember.
Well, we went 103 for the 6 month period.
Yeah.
So then we were just going to double it for the entire year.
Yeah, that was essentially, and that's where I came from, where I'm coming from.
206 for the next 12 months.
Right.
For users. Is that, from a budget, is that going to get us in the direction we need to go?
I think so.
Is that a motion?
I'll make it that one.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Have a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
There you go.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Training committee report, Steve.
Yeah, really quick. Just a couple of things. We've just done the filing. Ron came up a couple weeks ago. When you do this, just make sure that your local clerks aren't imposing stuff on you that they're not supposed to. We've had a struggle with that. We had to go to the AOC to basically mediate some of the stuff that the local clerks were wanting to have happen. So when you go live, make sure that what they're telling you is really what has to happen. They actually want us to do informations now as opposed to next January. So anyway, just be aware of that one. And back to what Scott said as far as the funding goes, I mean, it's kind of like we're being quiet about this. I mean, I'm watching what's happening to my support staff now that we've been doing the e-filing and the additional demands on them to comport with what state wants to do, whether it's through PIMS or whether it's through a third party. That impact is significant. And so, I like Chief Justice Durant, but in his State of the Court address, he talked about how, you know, a year or so ago, the court was struggling, but now we're doing fine. Well, the reason they're doing fine is because they're dumping it on
us. That's right, absolutely.
And so, absolutely. I mean, and it's interesting that the peace officer didn't say, when they required the e-filing, I don't know, what you might want to check your jurisdictions, but I know that for Layton City to do the e-filing, just to equip the vehicles, cost us close to $70,000. And now the maintenance, we figure our maintenance budget for the printers and all the garbage in the car is going to be $15,000 a year. Okay, again, for the benefit of the AOC and not for our benefit. So I think that in following up with what Scott said, we need to take those things, because they are the unfunded mandates that they always complain about, and require a set amount in addition to the surcharge. Then the surcharge can be used for the additional training for the unusual prosecution expenses. And in transitioning to the legislature, when we go up there, we need to go up there together. I'm not trying to toot the city's horns here, but at the beginning of the session, there was a bill that came out that was going to adjust the surcharge a little bit, and it was in favor of the cities, okay, to the detriment of everyone else. Mark told me about that. I put a white sheet together, went to the league and the cities for a bill that was going to benefit the cities. We got that killed, okay? In the meantime, the county sheriffs went in, and under the guise of we need more court security, have now taken another chunk of the fines that are going to go to them before the surcharge is divided up. So the surcharges beginning next year are going to have another divot, well, not even the amount.
They'll be diminished.
Yeah, they'll be diminished because of what the county sheriff's got. And so, you know, we've got, it's got to be a team effort up there, because, I mean, it's, so next year, I don't know what the effective date is at. But the surcharges are going to be down again because of that.
Sheriff's and I
and,
took
and
they've
the, already got a chunk of security off the top. Now they got another chunk. And so anyway,
If anyone was in the law enforcement legislative committee, I pretty well took the sheriffs to Woodshed on that. They delayed action for one meeting, but I didn't. But then the second meeting, I didn't. I mean, I was just. I had several of them say, well, gee, we didn't know, and blah, 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 and, you know, and so they held off action for one meeting, but Reed and the sheriff said, well, the security fund is, court security fund is down and it's killing us, and I, you know, there wasn't enough support there to hold it off a second meeting. And when I saw I was had a losing hand, I told them, well,
we need to get work on that.
Well, in follow-up, Steve, does Harper suggest that he's going to come back with the same bill again next year, or is he studying it? Because we had to sit down with him early on as well.
Yeah.
And try to decipher.
Yeah, the AG's office did a great job on that as well. They met with him and...
But the city was there in the meeting, and they were kind of, at that time, I believe was there kind of siding Senator Harper on how this is really, you know, kind of essential.
That was until Mark got hold of it. Yeah, and then we get the league to do a 180 on it.
Yeah, okay. But you don't know that he's not.
Scott, as near as we found out, that was strictly a Taylorsville effort. It didn't come from the league. You saw in the meeting that the league guy didn't really.
Look on my face right here.
Yeah.
Well, we kind of saw that too.
And Taylorsville denies that they initiated, but that's all right. Okay.
Senator Harper, where do you work, sir?
Exactly. Okay, so anyway, so I haven't heard of anything, but I think, again, it needs to be coordinated and go together. And the courts they just have to realize that the courts are dumbfounded. So every legislator I told about this, they were dumbfounded. They had no idea. All right. Quickly on the training committee report. As you know, we had a couple of openings. Bill McQuire has retired. He was replaced by David Cole. We dearly miss Bill Daines. He was replaced by Tricia Toombs, who's also from the Weber County office. The vice chair of the training committee is Marianne O'Brien, so there's the business as far as that goes. We met in Utah County last week. Thank you, Mr. Human, for hosting that. As far as our schedule goes, we're just basically we'll be staying the course with what it is that we've got going. We have the contract for the basic prosecutor course through 2015 up at Utah State. Spring is becoming somewhat of a challenge because we can't always get all the rooms that we need for the sheriff team to think that we're important. We do think we have them for next year.
Yes, and just to add to that, this year our room, the lodging is up, which is good news.
They might give us a little bit more. And we know that that's critical to keep in Salt Lake County because of how much support we get from law enforcement, but we've had to start to look at some other areas that could host that as well. And obviously, we want to seek any input from the full council with regard to that. Fall conference for next year, since this year is down south, our first recommendation for next year was Park City, second was Davis County, and third was Logan, and so we'd like some direction from the council on that. As far as advanced goes, they've got a new manager at that hotel and not near as accommodating, and so we're having to look at some different locations for that. However, we still have it scheduled for November
19th through the 21st.
Okay. Another clarification we need to seek from the council, when we raise the fees to $75, we elected only to raise law enforcement from $30 to $40. We just wanted some clarification with regard to, is that only for the spring conference, and is that discount only for peace officers? And regardless of who they are, whatever other conference they attend, it's the full 75. We need some direction from the council on that one as well. So right now, just those two issues. Where do you want the fall for next year?
And the minutes from last June show that you didn't differentiate conferences for peace officers. You just said $40 for peace officers and 75 for for public attorneys and 150 for private attorneys.
But that's before we knew the sheriffs took their chunk of the surcharge before we ever
That's right.
it depends on conference to conference. For example, the sexual assault conference has a mix of people. They have, you know, we have medical, law enforcement, and prosecutors, some people from the Air Force, so I just need some clarification, and Ron does too, because that goes into the conference management system, and that prints out your confirmation on how much are you going to be charged. So when we talked about this, it was sort of, my understanding, in the context of spring conference. You know, does a UPAA person who comes to spring conference either 40 or 75? Right now, on the brochure, it's listed as public attorneys at 75, 150. I've got it all mixed up. Public is 75, private 150, and then law enforcement 40. But there's going to be other people, other
support staff, talented.
Support staff, or whatever. So I just need clarification on how we build that out.
Well, why don't we just make it 75 for all public institution employees and 150 for all non-public institution employees, just across the board.
That's what we charged for the sexual assault conference, and everyone was thrilled to pay it because it was good training.
Make it uniform, because part of the thing is we're using public resources to fund the prosecution. The private counsel sees a great value on it, and even at $150, they get a pretty good return on it. For us, it's an important thing, because as public resources that we have to go to that, we want to be able to have cheap, affordable CLE hours. So just make that 75-100 split, and let's see where we are financially, and we can always revisit it.
75-150?
Yes, $75 across the board for public sector employees. That includes attorneys, paralegals, law enforcement, public institution.
Okay.
And $150 for all non-public sector folks that we will let in.
So if I'm a contract prosecutor and I've got a trust in the state's practice and I do some cities' prosecutions, what do I pay?
75.
So UPAA is still 40?
No.
Just if you're doing trust in the state,
we're going to do away with that.
It's just a public and private. That's it.
And law enforcement goes under all that too.
Yeah.
So it goes up.
It all goes up.
Oh, okay. All right. That's
well,
great.
How much law enforcement?
Sim, can I recommend that you hold off on this? You've given direction to Bob for his budget. That you hope, since we don't have any other conferences until July, you hold off and let him build that into his budget, and then you can adopt it at that point.
And I think that will give a little bit of relief there and give us some consistency as well. So
and maybe we make some inquiries to see how much law enforcement attendance we would lose if we did that.
I mean, what is our law enforcement attendance?
Spring is high.
Spring, it's about three.
Right.
No, for anything. Spring, it's about anywhere from 2/5 to 2/3. I mean, 2/5 to 1/3 for law enforcement. Anything else is really negligible, except the sex abuse conferences that Donna's put on the last couple of years, and there's been about half.
60-40.
Law enforcement 60.
Law enforcement 60.
So
detectives.
That's the only one. Other than those two, law enforcement is negligible, and it's not even worth talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I think the point is, it is we're in financial, concerns here. We are, as office, if there's pushback, our paralegals, which come out of our office, we're actually raising the contribution on that. It's going to come. Look, as the head of the office, whether I send an attorney or send a paralegal, I'm paying for both
fall
of them. So I'm actually taking a bigger hit because of paralegals who are going in there. So if we get any pushback from law enforcement, I think
Parks
we got to say, look, we're making it uniform across, and we're actually taking the lion's share of the
Grover or something like that.
As a cost per unit value to the office, UPC provides is a fraction of what we can get through anything through Utah State Bar.
That's right.
And I've got a CLE budget for my entire division, and I have to do the math on that. And it's still a third of what I would pay to send them to anything.
Absolutely. And it's the same value as for law enforcement as well. You know, if they don't like it, okay, try to get the same amount of CLE from outside of this public sector and see what the real cost is going to be. This is negligible, folks. It's not even an issue.
Well that's what I was going to say. I mean, when officers go to conferences, I mean, what are they paying for conference fees? I mean, is it comparable?
It's the same type of...
You'd be surprised.
I think you can give it a multiplier of 2.5 to it, and I think you'd be pretty comfortable.
I can't.
You're looking at $300-$400 at least for conference.
Right. I mean, so...
A three-day conference for law enforcement, they told me, would be about $300.
Yeah.
If they're going to an outside one... Post, of course, doesn't charge anything for their online training, but their online training is...
And if you think about it, two-thirds of it really is being picked up by, we're making cost adjustments to paralegals that have been picked up by the same attorney's offices. So I say, go to the bare bone minimum, start with that as your basic assumption, and let's build our budget from that.
Right. All right. Law enforcement hasn't really been better than last year we charged them. Sometimes they come a day, and they give them a day fee, and they did not bat an eye for the $40, right? You know, whether you come a day or
yeah, we raised it this year.
It's
$40. We have the same attendance.
And so I haven't seen it much of a pushback.
All right. We do need a vote on the location for the fall 2015 conference. Our options were Park City,
Davis County,
and Logan. So
In that order.
Let me
give you a little background on that, if you will. The cost, and over the years, of course, we've spread fall conference around the state, which I hope you'll continue to do. But when we go to St. George or somewhere with the fall conference, it costs us $300 to drive somebody down there that we're paying for. Besides that, if you want to train the most people, Park City has always had the highest attendance. Your troops don't like it, Sim, because you won't pay for them to stay overnight. I'm talking to the bosses, and you're the ones that make the decisions. So if you want to train the most people for the least amount of money, Park City is your location. Davis County probably is close. Logan would be somewhat more costly, but not much, but not near as much as going south. So that's the experience I've had with Park City is that you get the most attendance for the least amount of money up there, and there people don't really mind going to Park City. It's not a bad place.
Although,
in September.
The dates are the end of November. Are we going to get into ski season?
No, this is September.
This is September. September.
Fall conference.
Oh, fall. Sorry.
So, motion. Location.
I would make a motion that we hold the conference in Park City.
Motion Park City, a second?
Seconded.
Any other motions?
Okay.
All in favor of Park City?
Aye.
Any opposed? Park City is your location.
All right.
We are running late. We have a couple more things to go, but there is food on the table. So I would invite you to get up and get your food as we're going through the last few items. Sorry if you feel slighted, if they're eating while you talk. So get you some food, get back over here. Next up is Cecilia on the UPAA report.
We have two boards. Do you want me to just keep going?
Keep going.
Okay. We have two board positions that are opening. We have the board members that are retiring. Innocent minority apply.
Garside.
I have another one who accepted a position which the police department is no longer using. Those positions will be opened up soon. We are scheduled before our conference in June, which is fully scheduled and planned.
I would nominate somebody from the DOM office, and never, all the years they have
never
been involved.
We do have a city, our city.
We
do our city.
We need a city.
Yeah.
The forum would be a great way to have a forum. For sure. I have them on our board.
We can ask them if they've got anything to add. No, I don't think there's anything to add to either one of them.
Okay. Our next meeting is going to be on what's the date?
June 13th.
13th. That's going to be at
Morgan's.
In
Morgan.
City Attorney Greg Stevens.
Okay, Greg.
And Suzette would be her immediate supervisor, Suzette Clark.
All right. Is that all you've got?
That's all I have.
All right. Then anything from you, Donna?
I already wrote too lengthy of a report. I apologize for that.
Any questions for Donna? Ed?
You can read mine. It's really good.
Any questions for Ed? Our next meeting is on June 13th in Morgan. Jan's going to get us a location on that and send it out to everybody.
Hotel, I can tell you, and some catering, and then bring your guns or shotguns or fishing poles.
UPC will be at 1 o'clock. So,
folks, if I could just have your attention for 1 minute. It has been my... it's been my true honor to have served you for the last 23 plus years. I really, really admire and appreciate the way you guys work and work for things to make life better for the people of the state. Thank you for your support. Thank you so much. And you've got Bob, and will do a great job from now on. And so, thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Okay, lunch is served. Thank you.
Wow. Yeah, makes it tough on a cold day here, Marcus. It's in the north. This is going to be the biggest shock to my system since CC.
It's kind of the base area for all.
Maybe bigger. Yeah, bigger.
Yeah. I told you what I'm going to tell Bob, didn't I?
Vegas in the summer. And
first thing I'm going to tell him is anytime the hair on the back of his head starts. Neck starts coming up, he needs to call you. Isn't that right, Sam?
What's that, sir?
My first advice to Bob is that every time the hair on the back of his neck starts coming up, his first call needs to be involved.
Yes, sir.
Do as we must.
You going to Alaska?
All right.
I don't know, Mark.
We're going to drive. I've got a brother that lives up there, and I've always wanted to drive the Alaska. It's going to take about a month.
Are you
going on, Mark?
Yeah. So is it better now? I hear it's really rough.
It's paid all the way. I don't know, but I mean, it's probably possible.
Corey says it's all good.
Be fun.
I just got to get
there. Will be.
And then it wasn't. I set up one. I just got to break my
sheet. My wife says the house needs painting and the hardwood floors need refinishing. Basically, needs work. I don't know. I'm a little worried. I've been getting up for 40 years and going to work every morning. And I'm a little worried at some point, you know, what the hell do I do with myself?
Find a new hobby. Start golfing.
No, I just
something.
Right there on the corner. Take what you need there.